You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris, Kat and Dave, and today we are talking about anything. As we've already heard, we're talking about vodka baths, farts and smelly feet, but we'll take your science questions on anything you have, so do let us know. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Thank you, Kat. Now, if you've ever seen a sword-swallowing act, then you might be forgiven for thinking it's a trick. Well, real sword swallowers are out there. It's a tongue twister, that, isn't it? Real sword swallowers really are out there, and they do genuinely swallow swords for fun. Predictably, pushing very long, sharp pieces of metal down your throat can lead to one or two medical complaints, not least a sore throat. Or could that be a sword throat? We'll find out. But surprisingly, no one's actually really studied what the knock-on effects of swallowing things like swords is. And that's where Dan Meyer comes in, because not only is he the first person to look into this, but he was also rewarded with a recent Ig Nobel Prize, the prizes that make you think after you've had a laugh at them, and he came and spoke to me about this art.
My name is Dan Meyer. I'm the president of the Sword Swallowers Association International. I was honored to receive the Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine last year for a paper that I co-wrote called Sword Swallowing and Its Side Effects that was published in the British Medical Journal.
And what are those side effects?
Well, one of them is death. We know of 29 sword swallowers who have died of sword swallowing injuries or sword swallowing related injuries. Other side effects are what we call sword throats. You get that when you swallow, begin learning sword swallowing, a lot of sword throats.
Different from a sore throat.
Well, no, or about the same thing, but you put a D on the end of it and it sounds better.
So anatomically speaking, when you swallow a sword, mm-hmm. you are quite literally inserting something straight from your mouth straight through into your stomach.
Exactly. All the way down. But people think it's just a simple repress the gag reflex and that's it. That's really just the tip of the iceberg.
Or the tip of the sword even.
The tip of the sword. You have to repress the gag reflex at first, then you have to flip back your epiglottis in your throat, repress the peristalsis reflex, which is 22 pairs of muscles that swallows your food all the way down to your stomach, nudge your heart to the left, then relax your lower esophageal sphincter just before it goes into the stomach, then repress the retch reflex in the stomach. So there's a lot to it.
And when did you start doing this?
I started learning in 1997. It took me 3 years of practice. It takes most people 3 years to 7 years to learn how to do it and another 5 years to master it.
When you say learn, as in learning to switch off all those reflexes, there's something going the wrong way down my gullet and it's hard and it's long and it's a sword.
Yes.
How do you learn? This isn't self-taught, presumably. It's not something you do in front of the bathroom mirror.
Actually, it is self-taught. Almost everybody has to learn to do it themselves. Sometimes people will get a mentor that will teach them, but you really, even if you have a mentor, you still have to do it yourself. You have to learn the mechanism inside the body to flip the epiglottis closed and do all that type of thing.
What possessed you to write this paper that got you the Ig Nobel Prize?
Well, a serious injury, actually. I had punctured my stomach while I was swallowing 5 swords at one time. And as the president of the Sword Swallowers Association, I knew all the sword swallowers worldwide. But when I realized there was very little medical information in the medical journals or any of the medical books, I said, we've got to research this so that the doctors have someplace they can turn for help. The results of our study was that nearly each of us has at least one serious injury at some point or another. You do this long enough, it's like Russian roulette. You will get hurt. But one of the other things we learned, curiously enough, is that for most sword swallowers, swallowing a single sword, you don't have that many injuries, comparatively speaking, until you start doing something unusual, like swallowing multiple swords. In my case, I was swallowing 5-6 swords with a macaw on my shoulder. She climbed on the back of my neck, started climbing down my collar. I turned my head while I had 5 swords down my throat, and it pinched something. And I had a little scissoring in the stomach, and it was about cost me my life.
When did you realize that that was a pretty serious injury? Was it pretty immediate?
It was immediate. It was a pain in the chest. And sometimes we get that, well, it's kind of some bruising and muscular bruising type thing. A lot of times if you drink a lot of cold ice water and let it go for a few days, sometimes it'll heal itself. In this case, it was okay for about a week until a week later, and I was swallowing 5 swords again, and my stomach retched upwards, and that time I knew it. And I ended up going to the hospital. I had fluid around my lungs, my heart. I couldn't breathe. My heart couldn't beat very well because it had so much fluid around it, and it almost killed me.
And have you presumably returned to the art since then?
I did exactly a month to the day. I had a film shoot that I had to do, and I did it, and I've been back in the saddle ever since.
Is this your full-time occupation? Is this how you earn your money?
It is. It's my full-time occupation. Actually, it's also my passion. I absolutely love sword swallowing and studying it.
What did you do before you became a sword swallower?
I actually worked in the music industry in Nashville, Tennessee for about 20 years. Then I got married, moved to Alabama, and was selling cars for a few months and absolutely hated it until my manager said, "You've got to do something to make the car sales very memorable." And I said, "Oh, I can do that." And so I offered to swallow a sword anytime somebody would buy a car from me. And it became famous in all the papers and all around the United States. And it was a lot of fun and it kept me in practice too.
And now you do it professionally. Will you do it professionally for me today?
Possibly, yes. Now, what I have here...
Beautiful.
It's a 30-inch silver sword. You can feel it's a bit heavy on the heavy side.
This is no trickery. This is a real sword.
Yes. There's no buttons. Nothing will fold up in the handle. This one will go down to about my belly button or to my belt buckle.
Yeah.
But it's solid steel. And what I'm going to do is flip back my epiglottis, slide it down my esophagus all the way down to my stomach here for you.
So
I'll let you narrate this as it goes down.
Okay, so what he's now doing is licking the blade with his... It's actually got the sword in his mouth, running it sideways across his tongue to lubricate, presumably.
To lubricate it, also to feel for nicks and burrs, and also to warm up the blade. It's a little chilly from being outside.
Okay. He's going to do it. Oh, my God. It is right the way down through his back of his throat and down into his stomach. And there's no blood on it either, which is a good thing because we don't actually... I might be a doctor, but I didn't have a first aid kit, which is...
Very good.
So when you do your talk for the Ig Nobel tour, which is taking place at the moment, what will you be saying to people? Obviously, don't try this at home. But,
right.
But what's the point you're trying to make?
Well, one of the things that I do is try to prove to people that sword swallowing is real because a lot of people don't believe it's real. They think it's died out. It's a 4,000-year-old art. It started in India about 2000 BC. But we also go through and describe our paper, the findings of our paper. And the Ig Nobels are set up to make people think and to make people smile, or make people smile, make people laugh, and to make them think. And so we do a little of both. You know, you think, what? A paper on sword swallowing injuries. Of course people get injured. But then when you see it and understand it, people go, oh my gosh, that is real. That's fascinating. And it's a lot of fun.
So there is absolutely no trickery there. I watched him do it. Interestingly, Loretta McGinnis has called in response to that and says, as well as suppressing all those muscles and things, you also have to suppress a part of the brain, specifically the bit that says, don't do that. But that was Dan Meyer, who got the Ig Nobel Prize at Harvard recently for his study on the injuries that people can succumb to if they do that thing, which is to swallow swords.
Nutter. We are the Naked Scientist, bringing you all the cutting-edge research you could possibly need.
Well, that is indeed a hard act to swallow, isn't it?